His Excellency, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Education and Training, Republic of Vietnam, fellow ministers, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure that I'm one of the excellent speakers that His Excellency has been talking about, but after his speech, I think, which was quite an extraordinary speech, it would be very difficult for us to follow in that sort of footstep. But however, I would like to make my small contribution to this forum, which is the hopes of ASEAN developing human capital for the future. It is indeed a pleasure and a privilege for me to be here on this occasion and to have this opportunity to join you on this roundtable meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I would like to thank to the organizing committee for inviting Cambodian delegation to attend this very valuable event in Hanoi today. And I share with other speakers to congratulate the Excellency Professor Nguyen Thien Nhan, Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Education, Social Training, Social Republic of Vietnam, for your very good speech and very insight in that, and I have learned a lot from your presentation, and I can see we have so many common issues, and I am thinking how we get any solution for overcome for such the all common issue in our region, especially Cambodia and Vietnam.
His Excellency Professor Dr. Nguyen Thien Nhan, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Education and Training, Excellency Delegate from the ASEAN country, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure and great honor for me to participate in the ASEAN Education Forum with a thematic focus on the education, the hope of ASEAN development human capital for the future. First of all, I would like to express my sincere thanks and gratitude to the Han Sis Foundation, UNESCO, and ACCA for supporting today's very important ASEAN Education Forum. And sincere appreciation to Vietnam National Council on the Education in conjunction with the ASEAN Strategy and Leadership Institute for hosting this meeting. Recently, Lao PTR has celebrated the 10th anniversary of the ASEAN member, the 23rd of July 2007. By the time, ASEAN has experienced 40 years of the regional cooperation and integration.
His Excellency, the Deputy Prime Minister of Vietnam, the Honorable Dr. Nguyen, fellow panelists, Dr. Michael Yeo, CEO of ASLI, forum participants, ladies and gentlemen, very good morning to everyone. First of all, I would like to thank the Vietnamese government and the organizers for giving me the opportunity to participate in this maiden ASEAN economic, ASEAN education forum. I do remember that when ASEAN was formed about 30 years ago, a lot of emphasis was on trade and investment issues, trying to level the import duties, because I used to be an investment officer with the Board of Investment for 15 years. But now we have certainly come a long way, and all countries developing and developed realize that without investment in education, it's not just, we don't just invest in education to grow or to continue to grow, but as the Deputy Prime Minister of Vietnam pointed out, it's almost become a matter of life and death. It's a matter of survival.
His Excellency Dr. Nguyen Thien Nhan, the Deputy Prime Minister of Vietnam and Minister of Education, dear friend, Excellencies, fellow ministers of education in the ASEAN, deputy ministers, participants to the ASEAN Education Forum, ladies and gentlemen, I must start with an apology that I have not a prepared presentation or a speech. I just learned I would speak 10 minutes ago. But I would like to share, like the rest of us here, contribute and share to the development of human resources in this region. May I congratulate the Deputy Prime Minister for such a comprehensive speech, which everybody will agree with me has set the tone for practically all the facets of the huge challenges in the ASEAN. Challenges that most of us in the ASEAN have to face up with if we are to cope with the demands on human resources in our respective countries.
His Excellency, Deputy Prime Minister Nguyen, fellow panelists, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to be here, and I want to express my appreciation to the government of Vietnam for the very fine effort in putting this forum together. I came with a prepared text, but when you're the fourth speaker and after three very interesting speakers, I think you will find that much of what has been put down in the text has already been said, and so I shall try and develop my thoughts as I go along. But before I do so, I want to add to the congratulations given to Deputy Prime Minister for what I think is a very illuminating speech, a very realistic assessment of the challenges that are confronting Vietnam today at its stage of development, and also I think demonstrating a very single-minded determination and steeliness in overcoming and tackling the challenges ahead. And
well, thank you, the chairman. Well, this is a very interesting presentation by Dr. Minh, and I also have been involved in this project, and I have another proposal. We are having a meeting this evening with the minister. Now, I would like to share some experience that we have at the Hanoi University. Hanoi University, you may question, what is this university? We used to be called Hanoi University of Foreign Studies. Our strength is in teaching languages for 48 years. And we have implemented what you listened to this morning as the Advanced Curriculum Program 5 years ago. 5 years ago, we started to introduce, we call non-language programs, bachelor programs, taught in English. So we designed our curriculum, of course, with consultation and learning experience from our partners in the world.